Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. Pianist, bandleader, and composer Tiny Parham is little known and pretty much forgotten today. Leading bands in the Midwest in the late 20s, he was most active in Chicago, where he made 36 records between 1927 and 1930. It was because of his 350-pound girth that he had the ironic nickname, Tiny. This is Parham's appropriately titled Fat Man Blues. Fat Man Blues, bandleader, composer, pianist, and arranger Tiny Parham, recording in Chicago in 1928, launching this first of two programs, expanding on Tiny Parham from Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Tiny Parham's pretty obscure today. He was active as a bandleader in Chicago during the late 1920s, working with such luminaries of the day as clarinet player Johnny Dodds, trumpeter Freddie Keppard, bassist Milt Hinton, and drummer Jimmy Bertrand. Tiny's orchestra played some of the top venues in Chicago, like Sunset Cafe, the Grand Terrace Ballroom where he preceded Earl Hines, the Granada where his band replaced Guy Lombardo's, and the Lincoln Tavern. Parham recorded 36 titles for Victor in the late 20s, playing piano and leading 6 or 7-piece bands, smaller than his usual orchestra. Notably, all the tunes were originals he wrote, and during these programs, we'll be hearing his music in both vintage and modern recordings. Here's a couple of Parham's excellent stomps from 1928 and 29, Skagalag and Dixieland Doin's featuring cornetist Punch Miller. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, some impressive high-energy trumpeting from Roy Tate on the Jungle Crawlers' 1984 recording of Tiny Parham's Nervous Tension, one of a dozen Tiny Parham compositions on their disc entitled Stompin' On Down, and we'll hear a lot more from that during these two programs taking an expansive view of Tiny Parham, pianist, bandleader, and composer active in Chicago during the late 20s. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Though his star shone briefly in late 1920s Chicago, the 300 to 350-pound Tiny Parham faded from view shortly afterward, surviving the 30s mostly by playing piano and organ at theaters and ice skating rinks, dying unheralded in 1943. But in recent decades, Tiny Parham's music has been rediscovered by traditional jazz musicians. And in the 80s and 90s, a couple of albums appeared on the Stomp Off label celebrating his music. Drummer Pom Pommier assembled a top-notch crew, the New Jazz Wizards, in 1994 to record a dozen and a half Parham tunes, many of which are simple variations on 12-bar blues, like the Stuttering Blues, in this case spiced up by improvised clarinet solos and duets by Billy Novick and John Otto. First, though, here's a lively stomp by the Jungle Crawlers, again a fine pickup band put together by pianist and arranger Ted DePlant, who's become something of an expert reviving the music of Tiny Parham, and most of the front line get a chance to shine on Lucky 369, reed players Frank Powers and Kim Cusack, trombonist Tom Bartlett, and especially, once again, Cincinnati trumpeter Roy Tate. We'll be right back. little bit closer, one of Tiny Parham's earliest records from 1927, notable for the inclusion of trombonist Kid Ory and Papa Charlie Jackson on banjo. We also heard Stuttering Blues by Pom Pom Ye's New Jazz Wizards and Lucky 369 by the Jungle Crawlers. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead in this first of two programs, expanding on Tiny Parham, some of today's finest traditional jazz musicians playing a half dozen Parham originals, like this Snake Eyes, performed by the Hamburg, Germany-based Jazzomaniacs, led by trumpeter Roland Pils. You're hearing Expanding on Tiny Parham, a little tribute to a big man on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you can explore early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of jazz sites, or request program playlists at jazzhot.bigstep.com. And promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com.